Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King now, streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe until 2. Austin Bechtold, the man we call City Limits, is behind the glass. Pony and Muller coming up at 2. I will swing back behind the glass and replace Austin for that show. Austin, are you much of a Sylvester Stallone fan?
I do like Sylvester Stallone. I need to check out Tulsa King. It looks very fascinating.
I've actually
seen a lot of
really
the commercials. Yeah,
they've
shown a lot on TV during Steeler broadcasts and stuff like that, too. I'm pumped. I have a subscription. I got to watch it.
I've heard really good things. I just can't get over that his character's name is Dwight.
Yes.
I mean, you look at Sylvester Stallone, like, I'm looking at Rambo. I'm looking at Rocky. I'm not looking at a guy named Dwight.
Dwight. You're throwing shade at Dwight's out there.
It's not really like the name. It's just he doesn't fit the name.
No.
Like, you take one look at Sylvester Stallone, I'm not thinking, yeah, I bet that guy's name is Dwight.
What would you say his name was? Brad? Or Alvin?
No, I mean, I would say something kind of like it is, or like, you know, something like Italian.
But they call him Chief?
Anthony?
Yeah, Anthony would work well, yeah.
Dwight, like I'm thinking of the guy in The Office, the nerdy guy in The Office.
Yeah, Dwight. Remember when he set fire to The Office?
I'm not thinking of Sly Stallone being a badass at like 80 years old.
Which he still is.
Austin, there are a lot of... Yeah, he is.
What would you feel if you were still in the prime of your career at 80 years old like Sylvester Stallone is? Like, could you imagine living to 100 years old like Betty White?
She got to 99.
Yeah, she died like a week before.
Right before, yeah. I mean, I'll be happy if I make it past 75.
75?
Yeah. That's like the number I've circled.
You ever
watch
Match Game 75? The old game show from back in the 70s?
Is it different than the Match Game?
They're the same thing. They just like to put the year at the very end of it.
Is that the one where they're hidden behind the wall? Or
yeah, and then the players like slide out from behind the wall. Gene Rayburn was the host. During the pandemic and like when I was sick, when I was in like grade school, I would just throw on YouTube and I'd throw on old clips of Match Game 75 with Richard Dawson and Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh, Richard Dawson used to host Family Feud.
He did,
kissed
yes.
every single woman on the mouth.
He did. Brett Summers was on the show, but Betty White was also on that show for a decent amount of time.
I did not know that.
Great show, Match Game 75. It'll make me sound like I'm 75, but it's incredible.
So they also had the dating game, and were you aware that there was a serial killer on that show?
No, I was not.
Yeah, Rodney Alcala. There's actually a movie. Who's the girl that was Anna Kendrick?
Yeah.
There's a Netflix movie about that show. or about, you know, that guy being on the show.
Jeez.
Yeah, kind of wild.
He did not use that for the right purposes.
No, but he was like very charismatic, a very cunning individual, yeah. And she caught on to it. Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Mm.
But yeah, I forget what the movie is. It has like an odd title. It's like an oddly long title. What the movie or Woman of the Hour?
Okay, I've heard of that.
What it's called? Yeah, pretty good. Pretty interesting story. There are a lot of big events this weekend, Austin, and you can chime in as well at 412-928-9370 on the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Not just the Steelers and Vikings in Ireland, a 9:30 kickoff, and again, you can join myself and Mark Cabali at Shiloh Plate and Pour in Mount Washington that morning. Doors open at 8. We got kegs and eggs, a special breakfast smash burger, Irish whiskey, prizes. There will be a live bagpiper in attendance. It should be a good time. Austin will be at Penn State on Saturday. Saturday night is the whiteout for the Nittany Lions this year, hosting Oregon, a 7:30 kick, several good college games on the docket. But then outside of that, there just feels like an abundance of good sports content this weekend. I mean, along with that Steelers game, you also have a big matchup at 425 that even though both teams are 1-2, there will be a lot of hate watching going on. You know what hate listening is in this business. There will be a lot of hate watching going on at 425 on Sunday when Ravens and Chiefs kicks off and the loser has the opportunity to go to 1-3 on the season. There's a pretty good plug for Paramount Plus because you can also stream it right there. That's going to be a game with a ton of eyeballs on it. The Sunday night football matchup has a great glaring storyline. Micah Parsons makes his return to Dallas with the Packers and the Cowboys. But then even outside of football, we have cool stuff this weekend. It is the final weekend of the regular season in baseball, and I know that that's not really relevant for the Pirates, but if you're just a baseball fan, it is cool seeing those races come down the stretch, and if there are any playoff spots still left to be had, those are fun to follow. The team the Pirates are playing right now, the Reds, they have a chance to get in with local product, Terry Francona as their manager. The Cleveland Guardians are about to mount one of the greatest comebacks to win a division in modern history. Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners, will he win the MVP? He hit, what, number 60 last night?
59 Mariners, and 60.
Yeah, the Mariners locked up the AL West for the first time since 2001. Side note, that guy should be the MVP. I know Aaron Judge does some monumental things and he plays for the Yankees. What Cal Raleigh has done this season is the definition of special. Like that guy has to be the MVP.
I fully agree.
I'm not saying they don't have any other good players. They do. They have plenty. But man, did he put that team and that city on his back, and now they are division champions for the first time in almost a quarter century.
Think about this though too, Donnie. Like I was 6 months old the last time that Seattle had won a division title, and there's still four games left. Raleigh has an opportunity to surpass Aaron Judge's 62 home runs for the most ever hit in the American League. Like when Judge passed Maris a couple of years ago, hitting 62, surpassing 61, there's a chance Raleigh could tie it or break it. If that happens, you have to make him the MVP. Like, I don't think that there should be much of a debate.
Yeah, I mean, there's just simply too much that he's done. And just by the definition of most valuable player, yeah, the Yankees wouldn't be the same without Aaron Judge. I still think they would manage to be a pretty competitive team. Where would the Mariners be? They would be one of those teams that, I don't know, is going into the final week of the season, probably like where the Pirates were last year, where they're like 75, 76 wins. You know, maybe they finish with right around 80. They finish right around 500. they're not really a threat to win anything. What Cal Raleigh has done this year, I think he's easily my pick. And I think as of this morning, he's finally the favorite to win the American League MVP, and it should be him. But, I mean, I love, and I used to love it a lot more, but I still love that final couple of days of Major League Baseball season, and it comes down to the wire. And now that it's on a Sunday and every game starts at 3 o'clock, and I think they might have one later, and it's just such high intensity. I can think back to my teenage years when the Rays needed the Red Sox to lose. The Red Sox had a big lead in Baltimore. They slowly lost that lead. They blew the game. The Rays were down big late in the game. They rallied to win it. I think Evan Longoria had a walk-off home run, so we're going back a little ways here. But it's moments like that. Like, there are some great moments to be made on the final days of the regular season, and somebody will clinch up a playoff spot at some point, and it may be one of the small markets in baseball. And I also just hope when I see some of that this weekend, can that be the Pirates next year? Austin, I know you're a pretty optimistic kid. You're still very young, so that always helps with the optimism because I was that same way. Can that be the Pirates this time in 2026?
Oh, well, Donnie, my optimism is fleeting after this season. I'll tell you that. I think they would have to make moves that make them uncomfortable. And that's going to be difficult for the Pirates based on what they've shown us over the past 10, 15, 20 years, where they're not willing to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And what I mean by that is spending the right dollar amount, whether it be in free agency or acquiring somebody via trade and paying them a lot of money, or that's on a pretty big deal, to be able to acquire a left fielder. Who's your third baseman? Who's your shortstop until Connor Griffin gets here? You feel good enough about Spencer Horwitz at first base? Can any of these catchers hit? You still need a bench bat that can fill in and be a guy that, like, say someone hypothetically gets hurt. Do you believe in O'Neill Cruz? So I think that there's three spots in the lineup that they need to go out there and pay somebody. Maybe you trade Keller and get one, and then you pay two others. My optimism that they will do that, though, is not high. Now, maybe if they bring in a different general manager, and instead of spending all this money on analytics, they spend it on players, I would feel a little bit better.
Yeah, my optimism is not high whatsoever. I mean, I have very little faith. I think beyond that trade, if they're able to trade Mitch and get somebody who's like comparable as a bat, that's about as far as I think they'll go. I just don't have the good thoughts running through my head that they will go out and take any sort of big swing in the offseason. I mean, hell, we're still a couple of days before the season's over, and we don't know if Ben Cherington will be back in what has been a disastrous five-year run. We also have, for you golfers out there, I know Malzy will love this, and I know he's not alone, the Ryder Cup will begin this weekend. That will go on all weekend. Pairings will be announced a little bit later on today. And that is always one of the more fun events in golf, because it is a team-oriented event as the United States tries to get some revenge from last year. So you have that this weekend to play into things. And then Saturday night, Marc-Andre Fleury makes his return to Pittsburgh. He will start in goal for the Penguins Saturday, 7 p.m. against the Columbus Blue Jackets. The get-in price, I know they had you check it yesterday, Austin. It was around $100.
Right.
I don't know if it's around the same thing now, but I know it's, what, nearly $1,000 to sit by the net?
Yeah, I saw a ticket for like $745 or something right by the goal. And, I mean, we don't even know how long Fleury's going to play. Like TK said earlier on the show, he thinks it's probably just a period.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're buying a ticket on the opposite net that Fleury's only in once, or at least would be scheduled to be in once, you might not end up seeing him down there. It's possible.
Yeah, that will be pretty cool to witness. I'm not going to be there in person, but I mean, I'm sure that there will be plenty of, you know, videos popping up on social media all about the coverage of that. So that would be pretty cool to take in, because even though it is a preseason game, you know, the Penguins marketing and their idea here, they knocked it out of the park because they are going to sell out an otherwise meaningless hockey game. So credit to them for that, because you never really see that happen in any sport, let alone hockey. You know, it doesn't matter. You don't see sold-out games in the preseason in any game. So a lot happening this weekend. If it's not the Steelers and Vikings that you are getting up about, there is still plenty on the docket for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
50-minute mark. We are about a dozen minutes away from that. That is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. What's cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And right now, out on the fan hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, that is where we find the Hawk, Jeff Hathorn, sports director, 93.7thefan.com. Jeff, a little delayed start to the Steelers practice today, but I imagine they had to get things in pretty quickly since this team is on the road, and not just on the road, they are hopefully in the air very soon on their way to Dublin.
Yeah, it's not like if you miss this flight, you can just catch the next one. That doesn't really happen with this, but yeah, it's well, what has been really interesting this week because of the rain is that Steelers moved up their practice to basically coincide with what Pitt is doing. Well, both of those teams needed the indoor facility, so it caused a little bit of a backup. But it's funny with these guys. I mean, think about it. If you're 23 or 24, you've got all this money, you've got this cool job, and so many of these guys were busting out of there like, dude, I forgot to pack. Like, or just
what?
Like simple stuff like that, that they didn't think, because they'll go home and then go to the airport. But it was funny how many guys are just like, oh man, like I just forgot about that.
Forgot to pack.
Yeah. I mean, they have time to go home and get their stuff, but it's just like of all the things in their lives, it's just, you know, normally their equipment it's taken care of, you know, you just bring a day of game and this one's a little different.
Yeah, that trip to Dublin that happens just all the time, it really caught up to me, boys. We had no idea this was happening.
Well, you know, just like for a test, you procrastinate, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, I got to get this stuff ready.
Jeff, I know you can't dive too much into the details of what happened at practice, and I assume we will have audio from the coordinators later today. But the Steelers, with a little bit of an uphill battle, they go into this thing as a slight underdog against the Vikings, and you joined the guys yesterday, and I'll just, you know, get right to what is usually the final question first. You not thinking that they will finish this little storybook ending in Dublin with a victory?
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to look at options. You think, okay, where can they win this game? And there have been things that they've done better, but Minnesota gets Addison back. Yeah, they're to the backup running back, but just watch that line open up holes. Look at their tackles. Look at what Wentz has done. And how many guys have we seen? Now even Mac Jones with the Niners. Like, you get quarterbacks that have may had some struggles or may not have been consistent in their careers, and you get them in a system like Darnell was in last year, and all of a sudden they look a hell of a lot better because they've got all these weapons at their disposal, plus defensively what Brian Flores can dial up if the Steelers aren't successful, especially on first down. Yeah, that's why I went with Minnesota, and I mean, I don't do that in like a in anything other than I just look at the rosters and look at the recent results. I mean, 14 wins last year, they look pretty good this year except for the Atlanta game. And this is a good Vikings team. There might be other teams in the NFC that get attention. Minnesota's just won a heck ton of ball games.
Yeah, I mean, they won 14 games last season with Sam Darnold as the quarterback, and they look like a pretty good team again, and it might not even matter who the quarterback is. I think that's really a testament to Kevin O'Connell and the job he's done, Jeff.
Yes, I agree, and that's I'm not ready to make him Shanahan yet, but that's I look at what they've created and how they can almost drop quarterbacks into their scheme, into their system, and around their other talent. And like I said, I mean, they've got two tackles that are outstanding. And when you have that on your offensive line, or, you know, if there's a mistake, or, I mean, you give a quarterback time, even a quarterback that may have been inconsistent or looked average can look a hell of a lot better when, you know, it's truly amazing how different guys will look when they have the time to throw. And that's what you have in Minnesota. You've got time to throw, and you've got weapons to throw too.
And their defense was all over Cincinnati last week. That was a matchup where people weren't quite sure how to come down on it. It was right around an even game because Minnesota was at home. They were a 3-point favorite. So that basically tells you it would be a pick'em if it was on a neutral site. And they made it the biggest laugher in the league all last week. And that even includes what Seattle did to New Orleans. So that was something that Brian Flores really cooked up for Jake Browning.
And it's interesting because, Donnie, when I was driving to the game in New England that morning, I flipped on the Infinity Sports Network and Boomer was on, and he was discussing how great Browning is and how they love him and how they're still a double-digit win team with him, and just heaping all this praise on him. And Steelers fans have seen it firsthand. I mean, the guy can play. But, man, what did they just, to your point, just destroy? I mean, what they can do when they win first and or second down is they throw so many different disguises at you that you don't know exactly what's coming at you. And they're going to do things that are unorthodox, and they don't fear the consequence, which I think is one of the things that when you meet Flores and you listen to him, like, you get it. Like, it's kind of that Dan Campbell thing, like, all right, so we fail on fourth down, or all right, we blitzed all 11 guys, but you know what? We went after it, and that's kind of the Flores mentality.
We use the term, I mean, I certainly use it a ton. I use it way too much. The term revenge game has become in vogue when it is simply a guy facing an old team in whatever sport it may be. I wouldn't really say it's the same here for Brian Flores, because the Steelers and Mike Tomlin really threw him a lifeline when, you know, things were working against him in the NFL coaching circles. I just wish the guy was here and utilized more when he was here, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, when he talked the other day, it was nothing other than gratitude, some of the things he picked up from Tomlin. One of the funny things was when he said he was sitting in a meeting with Javon Hargrave, the former Steeler, and he was dropping a bunch of Tomlinisms until he could get Hargrave to kind of twitch of, like, what the heck's going on here. But he has picked up things. He did pick up things from Tomlin. And, yeah, I mean, listen, he's a great defensive mind. The linebackers were thrilled to have that year to work with him. But I think it's, you know, it worked out for him. I mean, Arthur Smith said even he interviewed him when he was in Atlanta for the open coordinator position, and says he has a lot of respect for him. Arthur's got to be on his game. I mean, this, and it's not just Arthur. It's obviously the execution. And, yeah, Flores doesn't have revenge against the Steelers per se, but he's facing Aaron Rodgers, too. I mean, who doesn't want a shot if you're a defensive coordinator and an all-time great?
Who is the scariest player on the Vikings team? Is it still Justin Jefferson?
Probably. I mean, Harrison Smith had some big games against Aaron.
That guy's been playing forever,
career.
Too. He's like their Cam Hayward.
Yes, and he still can play. But, I mean, Jefferson can do it all. I mean, Hayward today called him the best receiver in the game, and I think you could make that argument. I mean, there are other really good receivers, but and this guy, I mean, he could be physical. He could get down the field. He could. He's got the all the physical attributes that you want. Plus, he's smart. He's a good route runner. And now he's got Addison on the other side, and he's got Hawkinson running down the middle. And they can also throw out, you know, to guys out of the backfield, and they got Thielen back if you want like a safety blanket guy. So, I mean, this is just a really good offense that normally has time to sit back and make decisions, not just because of their offensive line and pass pro, but because they have success running the ball, which obviously opens up a ton of other things for a quarterback. Even a guy who's 32, who is thought to be just a backup in this scenario, it sets up really well for Carson Wentz.
A name that I feel like a lot of people will know around noon, 12:30, on Sunday, if they don't have this guy on their fantasy team, is Jordan Mason.
Mm. I mean, plug. You just plug him in. And dude's got, he's got crazy skills. I mean, that's another one where you kind of look at like, how's this dude not playing all the time? Mm-hmm. And he gets his opportunity. He just takes advantage of it. Yeah. I mean, they got to get better play from the middle linebackers. I mean, that's got to be consistent. They've got to be in their gaps. I mean, it's going to be a test, and it is going to be a test. And we'll see what the weather. I haven't looked in the last day to see what the weather. I know it initially is 50-50. In an odd way, I think I'd almost rather see them play in nice conditions as opposed to – because I think Minnesota could attack you at anything.
Yeah, that's for sure. Jeff, do you have a little bit of FOMO? Do you wish you were out there?
I do, especially all the Guinness talk.
It's been running wild.
Oh, I saw a post from Crowley where he's with like a dude who looks like the poster child for a guy you would find in an Irish bar, and they're hanging out and having a couple beers, and it's like, oh man, like that looks great. All the work you do over there, I could go without that, but the social events, and then I don't know if people have seen where the Steelers are staying. Like this castle that they're out at is insane. So for as little time as they'll really have to enjoy it, it is pretty sweet. And yeah, I do. I admit it. I have a little of that.
Jeff Hathorn, you know the man, the Hawk, sports director, 93.7thefan.com. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Donnie.
There we go. And a thank you to everybody who chimed in today, whether it was on the text line, the YouTube chat. A thank you to all of the guests as well. Tyler Kennedy, Chris Hoke, Noah Hiles, Jeff Hathorn, Austin. Great stuff behind the glass as always. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Rainy today and a high of 72. The PM team is next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football signing off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.